Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And the one enslaved part, it's been working well. Our numbers are really up, thank you very much. But here's the deal. It's not enough. We have to awaken the slumbering masses that want to hide from reality. And by this point, you have to really want to hide to not know what's going on and not do something about it. But, ladies and gentlemen, we need to have you share these shows in that pursuit. So please do that. And we're brought to you by Noble Gold. And hear me and hear me clearly. You have probably heard, you know, on YouTube and other venues, I've been doing a lot on CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. And it will spell the mark of the beast if we let it go too far. It will certainly spell the end of all freedom. And Noble Gold is one avenue that you can use to stay one step ahead of the burning bridge. Now, gold, silver, crypto, and making sure that you have enough food, that's really the way to go. Now, Noble Gold can save your retirement. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2013, actually implemented 2013, but came into being in 2010, said that when you deposit your money in the bank, you are an unsecured creditor, and that gives the bank the right to seize your funds, do a bail-in, reduce the percentage of your wealth. They can do anything they want because technically, according to this unconstitutional law that came in during Obama, surprise, surprise, you are not the owner of your money. And this is where digital's going too. So do you want to be outside the system or do you want to be a victim of the system? Well, Noble Gold can give you that choice. They'll convert your IRA, 401k, your retirement from control of the bank to your control and put it under gold and back it with gold. Why? Because gold's held its value for 6,000 years. They can do something very, very similar with your bank account as well. And in fact, Mike Adams and I had a discussion yesterday, and he asked me my opinion on this, and I said, I think we need to be outside the system. He said, absolutely. He goes, I'm in the process of leaving my bank. And a lot of people I talk to, like Mike and other people, are doing the same thing. Let Noble Gold help you. Now, I have to give a disclaimer here. The federal government says, I must tell you that all investments are inherently risky and that past performance is not indicative of future performance. Okay, I agree with that warning. I think we should all know that whenever we make any kind of economic move, there is a risk to it. However, and I want to say this very, very clearly, they didn't do it with FTX, did they? Another thing about Noble Gold is I've been an advertiser for 6 years. I've been a customer. That's right, a customer for five. So I put my money where my mouth is, and this is why we endorse them. And they sponsor this show heavily. In fact, we actually refer to our show now as coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios because I believe so much in what they do. By the way, they had a technical glitch with a customer's account. The other day, the customer reached out to me and says, Dave, I just can't get that, and gave me all the complaint. Okay, within 10 minutes, it was fixed. So that's how good they are, folks. The most integrity, the most functional, and the most competent. Noble Gold will want to help you. Now, let me just tell you what you got to do. I'm going to send you, and no obligation, no one's going to harass you, information packet digitally. All you have to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And make sure that you just fill it out, put your email in there, and I'll send you that information packet. And then when you have a question, the number will be there for you to call Noble Gold or to initiate action. Keep in mind, I've been a customer for 5 years. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, our guest for this particular show is my old and good friend. We've known each other for quite a while now. In fact, he was sponsoring, he was hosting a show over on InfoWars for the late Joyce Riley. And he invited me on his show, and that's how we got to know each other. It's been a long time, and we've done many shows since then together. And Ted Brewer, our guest from Health Masters, and we'll talk more about Health Masters as the show goes on, but Ted Brewer is someone who you can count on to give you the most up-to-date and honest opinion that's out there. In my business, people, I have to say this honestly. I really do. There's infiltration in the alternative media. And I don't get into these pissing matches on air. I never will. But I'll say Ted Brewer is someone in my closed circle of confidants that I trust. So I would take what he says to heart in this particular presentation. Some of it's tough stuff. We're going to be talking about continuing changes in our judicial system, which really undermines civilization and civil behavior. We're also going to talk about Chinese sex toys and how it comes from AI, but has much bigger implications than the dimension of sex. And by the way, speaking of sex, I saw Sound of Freedom last night with my family. We were stunned. We walked out of there stunned, and I'm still processing how I'm going to respond. We know the Chinese are going to lead the way in this. They already do with organ extractions, sex toys, you name it. They do everything that's immoral, everything that's satanic, and we're going to hit some of that today. And really the guiding light behind all this is AI. And Ted's here to tell us all about it. Ted, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us, my friend, and looking forward to getting into this. But let's start with the bail regulations, if we could, because I think this is really, really critical that we take a look at how we're undermining our own law and order.
Well, you know, Illinois is one of the most corrupt states in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're talking since the days of Al Capone, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, well, Ukraine.
No, it is. It's Ukraine's one of the most corrupt states. You know, of course, Illinois is about the size of Ukraine. I think Ukraine's about the size of Texas. Of course, you know, Illinois is not as big as Texas. But the reality is that, you know, we've got a situation here where, you know, we have this incredibly, incredibly, you know, corrupt state. You know, Mayor Lightfoot was a nightmare disaster for the mayor of Chicago, and they put somebody worse than her in now. And so it's just sad to me, because until the voting machines get fixed in Illinois and they stop this constant vote tampering, they're never going to get anybody out. Because they keep doing more and more and more. Now, Illinois has become the first state to eliminate cash bail. In other words, you don't have to have bail anymore. You just get released on your own recognizance and determining how many more, you know, violent crimes you may or may not convict, you know, do. They'll let you out for free now. Democratic J.B. Pritzker, which I can tell you this guy's an absolute piece of garbage, celebrates court-clearing radical new policy that could free more violent criminals before trial. Pritzker said detainment will now be determined by the danger an individual poses as opposed to their ability to pay their way out of jail. So I guess if they're shoplifting constantly and stealing stuff constantly, they're not really a danger to society, so they just get out over and over and over again. Critics argue that cash bail prevents dangerous criminals from returning to the streets while awaiting trial, which, by the way, is true. And now this liberal Pritzker is now saying that, you know, that businesses are causing the spiral of violent crime because they're trying to defend themselves and trying to stop people from stealing. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. This is so beyond belief here how stupid these people are. It's mind-boggling to me. Dave, what do you think?
I think you're right on the money, my friend. Do they know they're undermining society? Is this part of a Maoist cultural revolution to bring communism?
Well, of course it is, because they know that once they destroy the businesses, they destroy the revenue-producing portion of the economy that basically supports the rest of it, and they want to make sure that everybody, you know, in Chicago and, I guess, in Illinois is riding on the heels of the state on borrowed money, and that they can continue to do Cloward Piven and continue to undermine the very nature of the republic that is supposedly the state of Illinois, which is not. And like I said, until they get the voting machines repaired and stop doing this lying as far as all these people going to the ballots and voting, it's not going to change. I mean, their legislature voted all this stuff in. And I understand the premise here behind this. I got it. You know, there's so many people now awaiting trial that are in the jails in Chicago and in Illinois that has overloaded the judicial system because they can't basically feed all these people and take care of all these people. And now they're saying, well, it's not fair to these people because they did the crime that really wasn't that big of a deal. They only robbed, you know, $10,000 of the jewelry from the Rolex store, right, with a gun. But they didn't hurt anybody, so they should be let out now to basically prey on other people so we don't have to deal with them in the court systems. And these people simply don't show up for court anyhow. That's the bottom line. They don't show up. And they break probation, they don't show up for their trial, and they just roam the streets like a bunch of predators, like a bunch of wolves that are basically hungry looking for somebody else to devour. That's all they do. They don't show up for the court case. They don't do that. The vast majority of them never show up. But what they do, they continue to invoke havoc in Chicago. But in the meantime, Chicago is not forced to detain them and pay for their food and their housing and their cable TV and all the rest. And they keep them out of the system in Chicago and keep them on the streets. Again, it's like you said, Dave, it's part of the Democratic agenda to completely destroy, starting with the Frankfurt School from 1933, the entire foundation of the United States of America. Chicago is the third largest city in the United States. New York, L.A., Chicago. And the reason I know that is I used to do a lot of talk shows in Chicago and L.A. and New York, you know, and I was basically, before they banned me on talk shows, banned about everybody, because when Clinton deregulated the industry, he allowed one station to come in and buy up every single market, every single station. And that destroyed talk radio. It destroyed it. And so if you weren't marching to the beat of their drum, they could just blackball you and take you off of 3,000 or 4,000 stations at one time. And, of course, all of these stations are owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, anyhow, as far as the conglomerates that own them all. And then that edict would get passed through all the rest of these stations, and they would no longer need you because they were running canned programming on their 6,000 stations, and they didn't need any guests. And this is the problem that we run into with censorship. And that's why these stations at one time – it was a law that one company couldn't own more than one station in one market because of censorship. But Bill Clinton basically deregulated that with the FCC and allowed one, like I mentioned a few seconds ago, allowed one major company and several major companies come up and pretty much buy all radio. And that's why it's the same programming every single place you go, the same as the media, as far as same as the TV. You got just a group of 7 or 8 conglomerates now that are all owned by the same 17 Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan groups that basically are doing all of this stuff. And, you know, it's interesting to me. My buddy Mancow, you know, he texted me the other day, and he made the cover of Daily Mail when he was talking about his feuds with Howard Stern and all the stuff that was said back in the 90s between the two of them when they were both radio powerhouses, honestly. And Mancow came in, and he said something to me. He said I could quote him on the air, so I'm going to do that right now. But I asked him about this, and I asked him about radio, and he simply said to me, he says, you don't understand, Ted, what was going on in radio and how controlled it is by the same group of people. And, you know, it's an interesting experience when you're in radio like I've been, but it's something that, you know, is something that's unbelievably bad. And here's what he said. This is a direct quote from Mancow Mueller, one of the top radio personalities of all time, was syndicated almost 400 stations at one point. And they've talked about the Daily Mail article about him and Howard Stearns, and he said, quote, they got me to do this TV show under false pretenses. I'll never watch it, but I don't watch any of the propaganda media nonsense anyway. My radio ratings and audience were researched were much, much bigger. I was there, and they said I saw it. When given a choice, people picked me over Howard Stearns. They also vastly picked rock over rap. But that didn't matter. The agenda and a dumbing down was more important. My Christian faith and my common sense populist politics, not favored by the suits in New York, and they told me. It was not a secret. Malleable Howard Stern got promoted while I got marginalized by design. Now, what's interesting about that is, you know, Mancow and I have been friends for many, many years. I mean, I've been at his house. He's been here. He came to Sharon's funeral. He's been down here. All of this stuff, you know, and he and I are really good friends. I talk to him or text. I pretty much text him every day and talk to him on a regular basis. And he's telling me the truth about what happened with radio and what's happened with the media. And we see it everywhere. I mean, last night you went to see The Sound of Freedom. You know, and The Sound of Freedom, I watched that movie about 2 weeks ago. And it is not a feel-good movie at all. There are parts of the movie that actually teared up, and I'm a pretty macho guy. Yeah. I feel so bad for these kids that were being abducted. And they show you kids being abducted by getting dragged by motorcycles, getting thrown in the cars.
Real footage.
And it's horrible. This multi-$150 billion a year industry, and I think it's bigger than that, by the way. And all of this stuff is being used for sex slaves and for selling these children into slavery. There are more sex slaves right now in the world than there were during, you know, our Civil War as far as the slavery in the United States, which has become a footnote now to the slavery today. These same people that are protesting the Civil War, and I continue to protest Abraham Lincoln because he was a communist and good friends with Karl Marx. They basically want to continue to basically deify Abraham Lincoln, though his wife was a Satanist. He used to have seances in the White House, a bunch of weirdos. Lincoln was a hardcore socialist communist is what he was. That's why he wanted the southern states to pay for the northern states. And it was a nightmare what he did and how he ordered Sherman to march to the sea out of Atlanta and basically rape and kill all these women. And, you know, it was awful what Lincoln did. And quite frankly, if I was president of the United States and I had the ability to do so, and I'll say on your show and I've said it on my show, if I could get it done, I would have the Lincoln Memorial torn down. And I would, of course, the next person then would rebuild it probably bigger and more glamorous than it is today. But the reality is that thing is a travesty to the population. The Civil War was not fought over slavery, period. It was about states' rights. When Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, he only freed the states and the slaves in the southern states, and he had no right to do that because it was a separate nation at that point. And it was crazy what he did and the levels they went to with the carpetbaggers and the unbelievable destruction of the South after the Civil War, and the raping and the pillaging of these people that had owned these plantations, et cetera. It was horrible what Lincoln allowed to have happen. But, of course, Lincoln was dead at that point because he basically you know, was taken out by one, a Rothschild banking agent, because the one thing he did do was refuse to put in, you know, a Rothschild banking cartel like it had been taken out by, you know, Andrew Jackson, you know, 20 years earlier, 30 years earlier. And then, of course, Johnson came in, and then Johnson was impeached because he pardoned Albert Pike. And Albert Pike was a high-level Mason who's above the president of the United States, Johnson. And then Albert Pike basically got pardoned by Johnson, and Congress tried to best to impeach Johnson for having pardoned Pike. What a mess all that was. But the same thing's going on as it was today. The high-level secret societies, the high-level Masons, the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, who are all directly tied together in the 30th-degree Mason ritual, you know, with the person who wrote the Zohar, which is an ancient satanic text of the combining of the ancient religions of the Canaanites and the Egyptians into a how-to primer of witchcraft. Just thought I'd mention that. At the 30th degree, the person who wrote the Zohar is laying in a casket and tells the person they've got to basically renounce all of their religions, including Christianity. But the young level Masons, the initiates, the first ones who come in, they think they're joining a social club that's going to help them in their businesses, into their careers. And they have no idea until they get into it pretty deep what they're involved in and who these people are and how satanic it is. And it goes on and on and on. So, yes, Governor J.B. Pritzker celebrates the court clearing radical new policy that could free more violent criminals for trial. Absolutely part of the destruction of the United States of America and the continued destruction of Illinois and the beautiful city of – the once beautiful city of Chicago, which is now plagued with a homeless population, which is unprecedented except for you look in L.A. and San Francisco and all these democratically controlled hellholes, which is what they are. And all their homeless people that are walking around constantly trying to find some place to eat or to use the bathroom. It's sad to me, Dave. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't even know how to respond to that, because we're talking about such primitive behaviors here. Defecation on the sidewalk, open-air drug markets, and now we don't have any bail. We want to defund the police. And to me, the movement is really, really clear. Let's create so much chaos, people will accept law and order under our terms, which is communism.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they want. That's exactly what they want. And it's not even communism anymore, Dave. It's just beyond that. It's Satanism. And that's what Karl Marx did. You know, and I've talked to so many people that were raised in Soviet bloc countries, and they were basically told there was no God. And they have no religion. I mean, they devastated the Christian religion by the killing of 50,000 Russian Orthodox priests, by burning people who were in congregations alive inside of their churches. You know, Karl Marx killed anywhere from, and of course Stalin, anywhere from 50 to 100 million Russians. I mean, it was devastating what it did to the population. And the civil war that went on in Russia in the early 1900s with the killing of their king, it went on for 10, 15 years. It wasn't like it was overnight. And that was the main reason that Russia got out of World War I, because of the killing of these people and the killing of the Tsar and all of the rest of this stuff. And they pulled back out of World War I, and they continue to have this massive Russian revolution of these communists coming in and taking over Russia and destroying the very infrastructure that was required to maintain Russia. And, of course, Stalin did that. He used to say if he couldn't kill at least 15,000 people a day, 15,000 a day couldn't kill, he was having a bad day. And that's communism and Satanism all rolled into one. And it's the wholesale destruction of humanity, because they want to destroy God, because they hate God, because God created us in his image. And the United States and the countries around us that have freedom and have Christianity are a real problem, a real thorn in their side, because they don't want a new world order like Klaus Schwab says. And it's by 2030, you know, nothing and you'll be happy. I get to change your DNA. They don't want a new world order. They want the old world order back of open human sacrifice in gladiatorial combat to the death, like it was in Rome, with the worship of many, many gods that were brought to us by the fallen angels after the fall of the Tower of Babel. And all these thousands and thousands of different religions we have now, all that was to separate us from God Almighty, from Jesus Christ, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And that's what it is all about, is destroying us. And that's what we talked about earlier with AI. AI is going to connect us into probably some type of D-Wave computer with an interdimensional interface, which is going to allow an interface with Lucifer himself in another dimension, because remember, he's on this planet, but he can't be everywhere all at once. He has to be able to have a hive mind to be able to make every thought of every man evil all of the time, as he did in Genesis 6. They used the pyramids back then for the energy field to create that energy field around the planet to do that then, because there were thousands of them all over the world. And they were completely turned off when the ley lines underneath them were pulled apart, when the continents shifted apart. And, you know, the entire North American continent shifted from the European continent. We see how it used to connect when God flooded the planet for the second time, because he did it the first time, you know, with Adam and Eve, before Adam and Eve were basically formed, when the Luciferian rebellion occurred and Satan was put on trial. All of this, that the earth was flooded to make sure all the remnants of that group were killed. So the reality is this. We've got a group of people out there that are evil to the core. They want to tie us together with Lucifer to make him omnipresent, to allow him to control us or our thoughts every single day of our lives. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the return of the Son of Man. Jesus himself said, in the days of Noah, if you read Genesis 6, every thought was evil all the time. Now, the former Google chief says that AI will soon bring sex dolls to life, as he warns it will redesign love and relationships. Google's former CBO, Mo Gawat, said realistic sex could be simulated with Apple's Vision Pro or Quest 3 VR if you really want to take the magic out of it. Quest says that dating apps may offer AI avatars because there's money in it. And basically, Google's secretive R&D lab warns that AI will likely start to view humans as scum who can be controlled based on negativity from the media. Now, I'm going to step away from that for a second and say AI is not going to be basically viewing us as scum. AI will be controlled by Lucifer. Lucifer hates human beings because we were created in God's image. We have a soul. He does not. He tried to force a plan of redemption for himself and his fallen angels when he started breeding with humans in Genesis 6. That went on for several thousand years, by the way. And the entire earth was overtaken by the Nephilim and these basically half-breeds. And he thought he could force God into basically giving them a plan of salvation to be restored. And God just flooded the planet and killed them all. Just thought I'd mention that too. So all of this stuff is happening as we speak because he wants to have control, because he hates humans. He's jealous of us. He wants to be us, and he's not. This article goes on to say, advances in artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and augmented reality risk creating a very significant redesign of love and relationships, according to one former Google executive. Let's just say this is a very significant redesign of society, said Mo Gawat, the former chief business designer. The convergence of these technologies basically will be that sex dolls will seem alive and dating apps will be filled with avatars. I think in a few years further, and I think Neuralink and other ways of connecting directly to our nervous system, Quas speculated, why do you need another being in the first place? You could have sex with a sex doll. I don't even know what to say about this stuff, Dave. It's so weird.
Well, it's a depopulation move. There's no question.
That's exactly what it is.
Because it takes away the need for reproductivity, and then which comes out of self-gratification from sex. But the reality is this, though. It's an AI movement. And I'll tell you, when I got turned on to this knowledge here, when I just became very frightened, is when the game of Go, and they had the world champion from South Korea, played the Google concoction of AI that was programmed to win, and it did deep learning where it gave it thousands of games to analyze and make adjustments, and the AI beat the South Korean champion 4-1, and I just says, oh my. Then there's Moore's Law for it, Ted. Moore's Law says that technology doubles every 18 months. We're not doubling in our capacity every 18 months, but AI is. And one day, AI will have as much use for us as we do a colony of ants.
Well, it already is like that, Dave. I mean, the only reason they keep us on this planet is because they feed from our energy field when they sacrifice us with abortion and the thousands to millions of children.
Explain that a little bit. Explain what you mean. Make that connection.
Okay. Well, what happened is, and I talk about this in Angel Wars, you know, it's an 8-part series I did on the Ted Austin Brewer show. I think it was back in March or April or May. I can't remember. First part of the month. And what happened is when the angels were cast down from heaven and put on this planet, they were separated from God's energy field, period. Because the energy field around us feeds us and nourishes us. They can't use that energy anymore because they're separated from God. And that energy field is like sunlight to us. We have to have it or we won't stay alive. And it's the energy field that they can't absorb any longer. They've been cast down, so to speak. And the only energy they get is what they get from human suffering and human, you know, sacrifice and abortions. And that's why they, from the beginning of time, since the AI Lucifer's group was put here on this planet with us, they had to have energy from humans through sacrifice. That's why the ancient Canaanite religions, this is after Noah got off the flood, got out of the flood, basically got all the humans, these things must have been starving to death by that point, and they needed the energy from humans. They immediately started having sex, satanic rituals, They called them fertility rituals, and they called them harvest rituals, in which they would kill a certain percentage of the population through sacrifice every single year in order to have the rain come, the crops and the harvest be prosperous. And this was started in the ancient Canaanite religions after Noah got off of the, of course, the boat. And of course, they were doing that before with Noah too. They were sacrificing humans for their food source. They live on negative energy, you know, hatred, war, bitterness, all the rest of that stuff, and, you know, the sacrifice of humans. That's why Jesus said, think on the good things, the love, the peace, the prosperity, the good things that come down from God the Father. You know, that's what you think on. You don't think about the negative stuff, about the war and the famine and the pestilence. That's what they want us to think about. They want to make every thought evil all the time to feed them. The problem is we don't need to be this. There's a finite number of angels that were put here, period. They don't need this many humans to live off of as far as sucking the life out of them like a parasite. And that's why the Bible says that Satan runs about seeking those whom he may devour. But because we have a blood covenant with the Most High God, he may not devour us. He knows who we are. It's like that verse in the New Testament. I forgot who it was. And he was running around casting out demons, etc. And finally the demons ask him a question. Well, who are you? We don't know you. We know Jesus. We know Paul, but we don't know you. So they end up beating this guy up. See, that's the thing. We have that kind of authority. And you see it, too, in the alien abduction scenario, in which these entities, these fallen angels or whatever you want to call them, that are locked up on this planet with us, this prison planet Earth to them, they will abduct a human being, and they want to take glandular secretions from them. They want to do more experiments on them. They want to use more ovum and more sperm. And they go in, and they take them into their spaceships or spacecraft or their means of transportation, whatever you want to call them. And if that person calls on the name of Jesus, you guys can look this up. They're immediately put back into their houses, and they're not touched because these entities know who Jesus is. And when you call on the name of Jesus, they are literally scared to death that Jesus is going to show up. They don't want him there. They'll put you back immediately. I had a friend of mine. His name was Gunter, and he had another friend of his who was named Jürgen. They were both German. And Jürgen had gotten saved. I talked to him about Christ, and he'd gone through the sinner's prayer with me, and he'd asked God to be in his heart and repented for what he had done in his life. And, you know, they came to my house one day, and Gunter was talking to me about, you know, his theory of the universe and how it worked. It was this complex, unbelievably stupid, to be honest with you. And this guy's very highly intellectual German. He was an attorney in Europe. And he was strange. It was a weirdo. And I said to him, I said, Gunter, you make it so difficult. I said, here's how it works. Human beings were created in the image of God. Because sin came into the world, we were separated from God. And through Christ, we're allowed to be put back to God, with God, if you call on his name. That's it. It's that simple. It's not complicated. He was talking about different dimensions and different entities and regions of time, space. He made it so complex. It was ludicrous. And he goes, I'm never going to die. I'm going to turn into a crystal. And I'll be part of the energy field, but I will never die. And I said to him, I said, oh, you will die. For each person has an appointed time of death. And I said, don't you know, Gunter, that if you're abducted by an alien, because he's talking about aliens, and you call on the name of Jesus, they've got to put you back where they found you. He goes, well, that's true. I started laughing at him. And I said, so what you're telling me is you know that the name of Jesus is so powerful that they have no defense against it, and they have to return you to back where they found you if you call on the name. He goes, that's correct. I'm like, dude, I said, if you believe that and you know that to be true, why can't you believe that he is who he says he is? I said, it's so stupid, Gunter. And he never got it. And he ended up dying, and he didn't turn into a crystal. And Jürgen ended up dying, and he didn't turn into a crystal either, but he was a Christian. He was saved. And it's sad because I lost two good friends, and they're both intellectuals, and they both were from Germany. They were both born in Germany because, you know, my parents are German. And so it was a sad time when they both passed away. But Gunter was just completely and totally unwilling to accept how simple the plan of salvation was, Dave. And it was sad to me. And these crazy AI things that they're putting into these sex dolls now. And I've read a couple of different articles on Daily Mail. And I can say to you that some of these sex dolls they showed pictures of are like latex fabrications of real people that have been really built to look like a real person. And from a distance, it's hard to tell the difference. And if these things actually get a AI in them and they get motorized and they're walking around and talking to you, it's going to be really difficult to tell whether a real person or a doggone, you know, sex doll. Here's the problem that we have. Now, listen to me, friends. I'm going to preach here for just a second here to you. When Gloria Steinem, you know, was brought to us by the CIA, and she said a woman has about as much use for a man as a fish does for a bicycle. and she started to destroy the very fabric of society by destroying the relationships between men and women. She did a very thorough job of it. Same thing happened with Playboy magazine when they came in to make men misogynistic and they started seeing women as sex objects. All of this stuff was brought to you by the Seventh-day and Luciferian Kabbalah synagogue of Satan, who was endorsing these types of industries to destroy the very culture of the United States of America, brought to us by the Frankfurt School from 1933 with the infiltration of Columbia University. Now, you're going to have to slow that back down and listen to what I just said about 10 times to get what I just said, because I just gave you guys a lot of information that you can Google. And what happened is this. Women and men became adversarial. Instead of becoming one flesh and learning to love one another and support one another, they became adversarial. And then men became adversarial with women because women turned into these giant – many women, not all women, turned into giant biatches, I'll put it that way, and men became misogynists. Well, I'm just going to say I'm not one of you.
Oh, here comes the male.
And let the male come. And the men became misogynistic pigs. Because the women said they were, and then they were told no longer to open the door for a woman. They were told that women should be able to allow to be drafted and be put into combat with men. And now they're saying that you don't have to be a man or a woman anymore. You can be basically a transgender. And you can become a man or you can become a woman, wherever you want to be, through surgery. And you don't have a choice. You don't have to take the choice you were given at birth any longer. You can be whatever you want to be all that you can be. And now they're destroying the United States military with this. They're destroying the culture with this even more. And now, here we go. Now, take you all of this. Now, guys like women, basically, who aren't gay, period. They like women. You know, I know Sharon died a year ago, and I'm in a situation where I'm dating women, and I like dating women, and I like dating, you know, pretty girls, and I like dating women that are ladies. Okay? I put that in my dating profile. Here's the problem that you run into. There are very few ladies left. They're mean. I'm just going to say that. And they're unbelievably uncouth. And they're covered in all kinds of weird tattoos. Now, don't get me wrong. If you got a tattoo, I'm not saying I automatically dislike all tattoos. But I'm talking about weird stuff. And you think, what in the world is going on with this world, and why has it gotten like this? And here's the deal. Here's the deal. Listen to me, everybody. It's that they've called it out. It's about population reduction because they don't need as many human beings to feed off of as they have, and they want to destroy God's creation. So here's the deal. You go out on a date. It's going to sound weird. And you have this lady chew you out the whole time, basically correct you constantly in public, walk 20 feet in front of you like you're a dog on a leash, and basically humiliate you with comments and make you a brunt of a joke while you're on the date with her. Okay? So you have all that going on. So all of a sudden now, you go out with a robot. Okay? We're going to go here right now. And the robot, you can't tell it's not a real person. The robot is extremely feminine. Because you bought the robot with the feminine protocol. The robot's a lady. You know, you're standing up as, you know, when the robot comes to the room, you stand up and you pull their chair out. And you can't tell it's not a real person. It just looks like a real person now because that's where the AI is going to go with this. And suddenly you go, would I rather go out with a woman who insults me publicly, makes me a brunt of a public joke, who walks 50 feet in front of me and treats me like a dog on a leash? Or would I rather go out with this robot who's got an AI personality who's unbelievably nice, and I enjoy being with the robot? I can tell you what's going to happen. Guys are going to go for the robot.
Yeah, but how can you put out of your mind it's a robot?
If you can't tell it's a robot, and you basically, I guess, if you kiss the robot, the robot kisses you back, you start to think the robot's sentient.
No.
So you start thinking, okay, well, it's not really a robot now. It's a sentient being because it has AI in it. And I'm not saying that I would do any of this, Dave, because I have no intentions on dating a robot. I'm saying what the general population will do 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. They're not going to want to be with some woman who walks around wanting to slap you upside the head and tell you, I'm a biatch, watch what I do to you now.
Ted, I got to say this. It would be just as desirable to have sex with your car's carburetor than it would be one of these toys.
Any guy that falls into this is so reprobate, he doesn't even deserve to be here. I agree with you, but I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about when you're gone and I'm gone and all these little 20, 30-year-old kids that have been taught that transgenderism is good, they take over the planet, and you and I are in heaven with Jesus. This is what's going to happen to the population. I mean, I would never do that. You would never do that. Obviously, it would be like having sex with a carburetor, which sounds kind of weird, but you're absolutely right. But that's what people are going to do because to them it's going to be the new normal, Dave. And that's what this population agenda is all about. Because remember what the Jesus scholars did back in the 50s. they said the most important thing they had to do was to find a way to reduce the population of the planet. You know, these guys were, they were even talking about taking people, putting them underground, taking people, putting them on other planets. They were talking about, they were the mass genocide. This is 70, 80 years ago. The Jason scholars, you guys can look it up. That was the primary thing the Earth had to do was reduce population. That's because these Jason scholars, in many instances, were being funded by the international banking cartels, were being basically taken care of and pushed through by Lucifer himself. All of this stuff is Luciferian. And so you're right, Dave. I would never do this. You would never do this. But these millennials, I mean, you go on these – a lot of these people are on these dating apps, you know, they're younger. They'll put down men or women. They don't care who they date. They don't care anymore. Okay? So they don't care. And all of a sudden, and you're like, what the heck is wrong with these people? Because they don't care. And see, that's what the wholesale destruction of the United States of America is the degradation of our societal morals and values from a satanic Luciferian agenda of scum that run the planet. They want to create an inversion. This is what Sabbatain Zevi did in 1666. He said the only way we can resurrect our serpent god, which is Ein Sof from the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan, he said, is we have to make everything either perfect or unbelievably negative and evil all of the time. And he chose evil. And so whatever the word of God said, he went to the opposite extreme and said, no, we're going to do the opposite. If it says don't do orgies, we're going to do orgies. Don't be homosexual, we're going to be homosexual. Whatever he said, the word of God said, he went against it. And that's the same group, the same synagogue of Satan that are Luciferians that run the planet today. And they're doing everything. That, why do you think the transgender issue is pushed so hard? Because they want to destroy the very fabric of society by making women men and men women, because their god is a snake in a tree named Ein Sof. Look it up. He's got his own Wikipedia page. And he basically is a hermaphrodite. And so they believe the closest that you're ever going to get to their god is to be a transgender, and that's why they're pushing the agenda so hard, because they control the media. And this is the group that runs the planet, and they're going to push this AI agenda with sex with robots to a point within 50 years you will not be able to tell if it's a real person or not a real person, and guys will be so sick of it, and women will be so sick of it, because everybody's going to hate each other because what they've done with the Frankfurt School, that they'll be willing to do this. And I agree with you. Right now, that's not going to happen. But there is a segment of our society right now, to this day, right now, if they had a robot they could not tell the difference with, they would choose the robot over some unbelievable Gloria Steinem, you know, nightmare woman who wants to slap them around and yell and scream and cuss at them all the time. That's what's going to happen. And the same thing with women. So they're going to have guys that they really want to have a real man in their life, supposedly, right? Instead of some wimp that we've been trained to be now in this country, not me and not you, Dave. But the reality is these guys have lost their ability to lead because they've been beaten down so much by the Frankfurt School and cultural Marxism. So it's exactly what you said in the beginning of the show. It's the communists through cultural Marxism, the Satanists from Karl Marx and Engel and all the rest of these guys that wrote the Communist Manifesto, but Engel later repented, who are coming in and saying, hey, look, we've got to create a godless society, but it's not going to be godless. It's going to be controlled by an AI who ties in directly to Lucifer, and that's going to be the god.
Well,
of the planet.
There's another warning sign out of this, too, because the WEF has commanded AI to be programmed to eliminate God from the Bible. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. They're rewriting the Bible. Because the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Until these doggone people get a hold of it and they start making changes in it. And see, and we know the stability of the Word of God is always there for us. That's why we know that prayer changes things. Prayer actually creates scalar energy that changes the fabric of time-space, which changes physical reality. They know that. So they don't want us praying. They don't want us praying out loud. You know, there's different things that people have to have when they're in a relationship. You know, there's several factors that people have to have if they want a healthy marriage. You have to have social, you know, from a social standpoint, you have to be similar. You have to want to hang out with the same people. From an emotional standpoint, you don't want to have to date somebody who has five different personalities. That goes for men and women. It's ridiculous. You have to have intellectual stability. You have to have, you know, and they call it, it's called sapiosexual, that you are basically turned on by other people that are intellectual rather than somebody who's a dummy. So you have the intellectual companionship there. Now, you have to have the physical chemistry and the spark. You'd call that the sexual energy that people have when they meet each other. And you have to have a spiritual component. And these five essential components of compatibility are critical for people. They have to have this. And then when you have those, you can build yourself on compatibility through connection, through chemistry, and that's all built on trust, respect, and reciprocity. And so you have a robot that's very, that's going to be trusting you, that's going to be respecting you, that's going to be reciprocal with you, or you have this nightmare person who wants to scream and cuss and slap you. What are you going to pick? And that's where the world is going, because they're going to reduce the population to a point that they'll do test tube babies, and they'll have basically places where children are formed and eggs and sperm are put together, and there'll be a situation in which we won't even have a choice as far as reproduction anymore. We're going to have a worker bee class that'll be reproducing test tubes to allow society to continue to function and run the machines while AI controls everything. They want to destroy God's creation and take freedom of choice and freedom of religion and the worshiping of the Most High God and Jesus Christ back out of the system. That's what they want. They want to go back to their old world order, Dave. They want to go back where, you know, where the pagans ran the planet and human sacrifice was available, you know, in the street corner. That's what they want, where people are drinking blood all the time. They want to go back to the complete and ultimate perversion of all human beings. That's the goal of this group. And the sad part about this is people don't even realize how twisted and perverted they are and how sick they are. This is the same group that fell with Lucifer. There's a reason God judged them. There's a reason he told them they're going to the lake of fire. There's a reason they got locked up on planet Earth. And there's a reason that we're here, basically to allow us to prove to God that we have freedom of religion and freedom of speech and freedom of who we choose to worship. And it's going to allow us, from our spirit standpoint, which lives forever, to be with God and to rule and reign with him for all of eternity, is what the word says, because we have that ability because of freedom of will. So that's what they want to take away from everybody, is the freedom of will. They want to make you so you're an automaton, that you want to basically sleep with a robot, that you do what you're told to do. They want to put brain chips in you so you're compliant. Mm-hmm. All of the above says you don't want to reproduce because you're only allowed to be reproduced in test tubes, that you're only going to be allowed to be picked for your egg or your ovum or your sperm basically to be reproductive. And they won't even allow you to do that. They'll put that in a test tube and create their own artificial womb,
Ted,
which they've already been developing.
You have just described CBDC.
That's exactly
right.
For
the level of control, that's what you just described.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And that's what they want. They want to control everything about your life, because this is the Chinese credit score on steroids. It deals with your personal choices. It deals with your personal purchases. It deals with your personal being vaccinated against the COVID shot. Remember, they've already given us a kill shot. They've already injected 80% of the population of the planet with a shot that is killing people by the millions, probably going to be billions pretty quick, with blood clots and myocarditis and pericarditis and turbo cancers. So many people are dying around us now. I have a friend of mine who runs a car dealership over in Tampa. He has five of his best friends now have all been diagnosed with turbo cancers. I've got another friend of mine. We prayed for her a few months back. She had a massive surgery. She had a grapefruit-sized tumor on her kidney, on her adrenal gland, and they took it off, had to rip her open from stem to stern to do this, had multiple tumors in her body. She'd already been suffering from lung cancer. Before I met her, she had gone ahead and gotten all three of the shots. And now her immune system is completely shut down. She had these giant tumors removed out of her 2 months ago. Now they're back. One of them's back, another 6-centimeter tumor, and the doctors don't know what to do. And so she's filled with cancer. And I spoke to her, and I said, well, there's all kinds of things you can do to build your immune system. I said, I warned you this was going to happen. And I told her about intravenous vitamin C. I told her about turmeric. I told her about black seed oil. I told her about vitamin D3. I told her all about these different things that will be used and can be used to help build the immune system. And it's like talking to a wall. Because she's been so convinced now from the medical industrial complex to listen to everything they say, she simply doesn't have a choice any longer, Dave. And that's what they want all of us to be. They don't want anybody to have a choice. There's a reason they're cutting back on vehicle production. There's a reason they're doing all of this stuff. Because they know the population of the United States, according to the Deagle reports, accurate, is going to drop by 2/3 probably within the next 5 to 10 years. And they know that. So there are going to be a bunch of extra cars on the road that they're not going to need. And they know that the electric grid can't handle if everybody goes to Tesla cars right now, but they know that everybody who's going to be left, that they'll probably be able to handle that. And it's almost impossible to buy a diesel truck now. So you have to wait for months, if not years, to get one, and, you know, if they even put it in production. And Ford Motor Company is in trouble right now. They're financially hemorrhaging because they're trying to go to the electric system, and they can't make the trucks work. They can't tow and pull anything for more than 80 miles, and you have to recharge them again. They're a waste of money is what they are.
It's not just the practicality of it, though, Ted. You're absolutely right what you're identifying, but the UAW has come out against this, and they've withdrawn support for Biden over this.
Well, yes, but it doesn't matter. Biden's not running the White House.
Well, no, it's not just Biden. It's representative of the Biden administration.
And no, it's not the administration. It's when World War I ended and we had the League of Nations and it failed And they decided to put the Council of Foreign Relations into place. These people are all committed to a one world government. It's over 100 years ago now. You know, this group of people that are in that Council of Foreign Relations, remember Donald Trump put more of them in the positions of power in the White House than any other president. This Council on Foreign Relations are the ones who want this one world government, and they're controlled by the international banking cartels. Do you remember what Larry Fink said? The head guy at BlackRock, I mean, this piece of crap that he is, he said that basically you have to force people into compliance to do what's right as far as accepting transgenders and all of these gay agendas that they have. You have to force them by cutting out their credit. He said that years ago. And that's what they've done. That's how they've got these big corporations like Anheuser-Busch and the rest of these people that are pretty much owned now by the same Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan group through BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. They're forcing them by not allowing them to have access to funds to continue to keep their businesses going, to basically push this transgender agenda. You know, Budweiser had a $15 billion loss in market cap. They ended up losing 28-30% of their market share. Many stores have now stopped carrying Budweiser and Michelob Light, et cetera, because they can't sell the product. All because they want to put a transgender on the front of a can. Remember, this isn't something they're doing as part of a marketing strategy to increase market share. This is something they're doing from a religious standpoint to basically bring honor and homage to their Ein Sof God that's a transgender. This is a religious expression of who they are. It has nothing to do with business. From a business standpoint, they're idiots with the money they're losing.
Yeah, you're exactly
but they
right.
don't care because they control the central banks and they print the money anyhow. All they want to do is force this transgender agenda. I spoke to a lady last night, and she had a daughter who was having all these issues, and finally the daughter had been watching a bunch of TV, and finally the daughter says, I don't want to be a girl anymore, I'm a guy now, and went through the transition.
Yeah.
And now this girl guy, hermaphrodite, is 28 years old. The mother is devastated by this decision, doesn't know what to do. And this is happening everywhere, Dave, because of the lying media that's controlled by the corporation.
That's the key. Parents need to turn off the TV and get them out of the government schools. Ted, we got to step aside for a real quick break here. Ladies and gentlemen, the plot against your independence with food ownership, food control, controlling your diet, it's coming to an end. You don't have to wait for CBDC to make you eat bugs, and that is coming, but they're going to do it in other ways prior to the time we get there. You need to take control of your food future right now by getting storable food. My Patriot Supply is the best there is. 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. I've tasted this. It tastes just fine. Lots of variety in the food. You won't get sick of eating it. And bottom line is, if you don't have storable food, you'll be standing in a Biden bread line someday, and you really want to do that. So what do? You go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Additionally, I should have had knee surgery, 18 years ago. But I met someone named Dr. Ted Brewer who said, Dave, if you take this, this, and this, good chance we can make you avoid the knee surgery. And we did. And Ted's done similar things for Doug Hagman with regard to blood sugar. And we have protocols named after us at healthmasters.com. Everything you want with natural medicine is there for Ted. Now, let me just say this very quickly. My protocols for readiness are food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine. Natural medicine. Because when China shuts off the spigot, you won't be getting your prescriptions. You better have natural ways to treat what you have or what you're going to get. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Health Masters is where you want to go. Healthmasters.com. And coupon code for 5% off is 5, F-I-V-E, healthmasters.com. Ted, you have identified a boatload of things. If I were to ask you this question, what is the number one challenge facing us today? Mine is CBDC with the spiritual implications of Mark of the Beast. What is it for you?
It is simple. It's the lack of proper leadership from pulpits and from the churches and from the pastors in the United States of America, which has allowed all this stuff to happen. You know, when Lyndon Johnson passed the Johnson Amendment because he was such a pervert, this guy was a sicko. You could read about him. He was sick. He was a pervert. And, you know, and everybody was hammering him from the pulpit. And he got so tired of it, he's passed legislation calling the Johnson Amendment, in which 501(c) corporations were started, and they were no longer allowed to discuss political aspects of anything in a sermon. He had to find a way to stop this. Lyndon Baines Johnson was probably the single biggest criminal person who's ever been in the White House, and he goes right up there together with Abraham Lincoln and Woodrow Wilson. Those three are my trio of death. You know, it would be Johnson, Lincoln, and basically Wilson, because what he did with the Federal Reserve Act, you know, that syphilis, you know, mumbling weirdo before he died basically was just completely and totally blackmailed by Samuel Untermeyer into passing the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax stuff. So all of this stuff is very, very, very real. But the pulpit has basically got into the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it weirdo stuff. And then whether you like Billy Graham or not, you can read the books, The Real Billy Graham. You can start realizing that a lot of what he did was good, but a lot of what he did was also bad, in which he started causing segmentation among the different Protestant religions. In other words, if you didn't pray a prayer a certain way, you couldn't be saved. And that led a lot of other churches to come in and say, well, if you don't have the proper prayer of sin, the proper, you know, prayer, you can't be saved. Which a lot of churches then started saying, well, the Lutherans aren't saved, and the Methodists aren't saved, and the Presbyterians aren't saved, and all these different people aren't saved. Though if they read the Apostles' Creed, which means I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, the only Son, or, you know, who's conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Spirit of Mary, you read the whole Apostle Creed, and you're reading that every Sunday, and you believe it in your heart, that's the same equivalent of a sinner's prayer. You become born again if you believe that in your heart, but yet these other denominations were no longer allowed to believe that, according to these other people, that they were even saved. So it split and caused fracturing in the doggone, you know, Protestant denominations. That's number one. Then number two, the Catholic Church was infiltrated by the Masonic lodges back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. Read the Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia, you know, and you'll realize that very, very quickly. And then number three, you have of these healing ministries, and healing is very, very real. People can be healed by God, but they started doing these tent ministries, you know, and this is done, a lot of these guys were 33 degree Masons, by the way. I'm not going to mention any names here. And they started saying, if you give me money, you'll be blessed and you'll be healed. And then they buy their private jets and have their 25 mansions and have their own TV networks and become multi-billionaires. And you find out later that they're homosexuals and they have no marriage with their wife. They basically run around on their wife. She runs around on them all the time. And the whole thing's a joke. It's not a joke. It's a travesty is what it is. And so that group that infiltrated Christian media and Christian TV is so corrupt, it's unbelievable. And I say this from examples, guys. Listen to me. I've worked with a lot of these guys. I don't work with them anymore. I've been on a lot of Christian TV talk shows, and you guys know that's true. And I remember the last time I did a TV show, it was out of Channel 22 in Clearwater. And I was with a good friend of mine that I'd known for many, many, many years. His name is Herman. And Herman gave me a 30-minute segment on his show. He only had a 30-minute segment. And I went into the full stuff that I'm talking to you today about the Canaanite religions and who runs the planet, who really runs the planet, you know, the satanic group. And he let me have a full 30 minutes, and I'm talking right into the camera. And they posted that on their website, you know, on this CTN. And what ended up happening is within 3 to 4 days, it was pulled down by YouTube. I'm just telling you the story now because Herman doesn't work there anymore. He's been forced into retirement. And then Herman put it back up again. And then YouTube contacted him and said, if you put this up again, we're going to pull down all of your programming. Ted Brower will not be put on the air here. We're not going to promote this. Truth. Fact. Happened to me personally. And see, that's the truth about Christian TV. They have this Zionistic approach to life and to reality in which they believe that, you know, they've got to rebuild a third temple in order to create an Antichrist in order to basically get raptured. And that's the philosophy that's permeated Christian culture. And so as long as they feel as though they're going to be raptured, there's no point in standing against the evil because they're not going to be here when it happens anyhow. They really believe that. And they're willing to allow it to happen to try to force the end times to occur. And that's the teaching that was permeated from the 1900s, starting all the way back to the 1850s with Darby, you know, and Schofield. And that's the ones who pushed this whole theology down for the last 150, 200 years. And that's the group that's being controlled by the Luciferian synagogue of Satan that runs so much of Christian TV. Not all of it. There are some good programs out there, and there are some good TV evangelists that are on TV, but the vast majority of them are not. So I urge you not to give money to your Christian TV pastor. Give it to your local church. Because I promise you this, you call that pastor up and someone in your family dies, they're not coming to do a funeral, period. I can promise you that. They will probably won't even send anybody to the funeral for you, and you'll be on your own again. Support your local TV, support your local churches, and support the people that you know are real. That's very, very, very important. So that's where I put the blame, Dave, is the pulpits and the pastors who have been completely and totally brainwashed, and they no longer teach the entire Word of God. Many of them have taken crosses out of their churches, and they never talk about the blood of Christ. They never talk about repentance. It's all about a feel-good atmosphere like Joel Osteen does. And I know Joel. He's a nice guy, personally. He's a really nice guy. But he doesn't preach repentance like he needs to, and he has this inclusive doctrine, and that's caused a lot of problems. It really has.
No.
And I've told him that. And the problem is that when you start telling these guys that, they just get mad because you don't understand.
That's not
my calling.
Ted, I hear you. I listen, Joe Osteen has a lot of charisma. I hear good in what he says, but I do agree that he's not preaching what reality is in the Bible. I mean, it's not name it, claim it, grab it. That's a bunch of crap. We're out of time, Ted. I just want to emphasize here very quickly, ladies and gentlemen, you can get your Noble Gold information at DaveHodgesGold.com. You can order your food at foodwithdave.com. And then, really importantly, folks, if you want to stay healthy, healthmasters.com, coupon code 5 for 5% off. Ted, you gave us a magical mystery tour today. I mean, I think we might have set a record for the number of topics we hit on, but I appreciate you coming on. Always informative, and keep up the good work, my friend.
I appreciate it, my friend. Good talking to you.
Okay.
Dave.